The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Pete Sweeney. Congratulations on making it to the middle of your work week. It's Wednesday, September 29th. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Following the Pittsburgh Steelers' 24-10 loss to the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday, Bengals receiver Tyler Boyd told media members that the Steelers simply gave up, that you could see that. Well, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin spoke to the media on Tuesday, and his response was, well, no response.
I don't care about Tyler Boyd's opinion regarding what transpired at any point in that game. Like I said after the game, and it includes him, I tip my cap to that team and that organization for their performance and win. And I proceed moving on to the next challenge, and you know, we better play better the next time we see him. That's always our mentality. I care less about, you know, what people say that are not involved in us and with us and function and understand who and what we are. He's entitled to his opinion, but you know, I don't have to respond to it.
No, Tomlin doesn't have to respond to it, but you can bet that he'll remember it. The Steelers played the Bengals again in Cincinnati in about 2 months' time on November 28th. As for now, they really can't focus on Boyd's comments. They have bigger problems at hand. They have to get right for Sunday's 4:25 p.m. matchup against the Green Bay Packers. As it stands, the Steelers are 1-2 and in last place in the AFC North.
Forget about not liking it. What are you going to do about it? That's what we're going to do about it. But we also realize that there's going to be a test at the end of the week that comes in Lambeau Field in the form of the Green Bay Packers. And so we're working hard with an edge to get better, but we're also working hard with an edge to prepare ourselves for that challenge. That's a significant one. Man, we're not going to push the panic button. What do I mean by the panic button? You know, we're not going to dramatically change who and what we are at this juncture. We're not resistant to change for the purposes of getting better, but we're not going to be so unsteady that we move away from our compass, the identity that we worked hard to develop and will continue to work hard to develop, and the emphasis on a style of play, whatever that may be in all three phases.
Tomlin added that wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster could be limited on Wednesday. That's the bad news. The good news is that linebacker T.J. Watt and linebacker Alex Highsmith, as well as wide receiver Deontay Johnson, should all return to practice this week. If you thought Monday night was bad for the Philadelphia Eagles, well, the hits kept coming on Tuesday, as it was reported that starting left guard Isaac Seumalo needs season-ending surgery due to a Liz Frank injury. Seumalo was injured in the fourth quarter of Monday night's blowout loss to the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles had already been working through two injuries to their offensive line and left tackle Jordan Mailata and right guard Brandon Brooks. The team also announced that safety Kevon Wallace will be headed to IR due to a separated shoulder. Wallace had been starting in place of veteran Rodney McLeod, who had been limited since being activated from the PUP. All this injury news comes as the Birds are due to play the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday with fewer days to prepare than usual. Not great, considering the Chiefs are in desperate need of a victory after dropping two straight. Let's finish off your Wednesday with our usual speed round. First, in the NFC West, the San Francisco 49ers signed veteran cornerback Buster Skrine to the active roster, while the Arizona Cardinals signed former Seattle Seahawks defensive back Quinton Dunbar. From the NFC West to the AFC West, the Chiefs officially signed wide receiver Josh Gordon to their practice squad. Meanwhile, an in-division poach, the Denver Broncos, signed wide receiver David Moore off the Las Vegas Raiders practice squad. They also officially placed wide receiver KJ Hamler and linebacker Jonas Griffith on injured reserve. The Detroit Lions released veteran linebacker Jamie Collins after reportedly trying to trade him, and so he is suddenly available, as is Richard Sherman. You remember that name. He visited the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In Indianapolis, the Colts and running back Marlon Mack have mutually agreed to seek a trade given the emergence of Jonathan Taylor and the recent contract extension for Nyheim Hines. Word is, once Mack leaves, he plans to never return again. Yet we hope you return here to the SB Nation NFL Kickoff. The version for Wednesday, September 29th is now over. Make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It is available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today as school's in session. It's another episode of NFL University. As for now, I'm Pete Sweeney. We'll talk tomorrow.